Bob Green, Hurdy-Gurdy, in Some Dances by Jean-Baptiste Dupuy. I realize, Bob, if we can ask you to tune her up again, that because of some of the changes we had to make in the programming and the various notes Jerry Fuller and I had made on this sheet, I've skipped over the one piece by a composer that everyone might actually have heard of on this program, Jean-Philippe Rameau, a solo Hurdy-Gurdy piece. Wondering if we might be able to hear that, and also if you can tell us if Rameau actually wrote this piece for the Hurdy-Gurdy, or if this is something that is transcribed for the instrument.
This is one of Rameau's most famous tunes. We find it in his harpsichord music and also in one of his operas. We know that Rameau did, in fact, compose some Hurdy-Gurdy music, but it's unfortunately lost. This particular version of this piece comes from a manuscript in the National Library in Paris, and it is found within a collection which contains arrangements of works by Handel, Geminiani, Leclerc, all the famous composers of that time, and this was a very popular thing to do, to transcribe and arrange pieces. And I like this piece in part because it uses pretty much the entire range of the instrument.
So we're going to hear a musette as transcribed over time from the music of Jean-Philippe Rameau for the Hurdy-Gurdy, and our Ars Antigua soloist in this, as he has been on our Hurdy-Gurdy all afternoon, is Bob Green.
I'm going to check my tuning once more.
Bob Green, Hurdy-Gurdy player extraordinaire, giving us the musette of Rameau, a familiar tune heard in a different fashion than we are used to, that is, hearing it on the Hurdy-Gurdy. Now we come to another Jean-Baptiste. We heard from Jean-Baptiste Dupuy, and we're going to hear a work by another composer I bet you've never heard of, and we're going to hear about that composer, Jean-Baptiste Canevas-Lain, an 18th century French composer, from the member of Ars Antigua who has been sitting here most patiently up until now, cellist Chase Morrison. And I'm wondering if Chase can tell us a bit about Monsieur Canava, Monsieur Canavalin, if to the extent we know much about him, and about the Sonata No. 1 in G major that you and Andrew Fradel, harpsichordist, are going to play for us.
Well, I'd be happy to do so. I've been meditating on such beautiful music. I haven't been thinking about nothing during this concert. Mr. Canava actually is a bit of a Trojan horse because he was actually born in Turin, which makes him an Italian. However, he migrated to Paris with his brother at an early age and grew up in Paris, so that made him a Frenchman, I guess. He may have been Canavasso and changed his name to Canava when he got to Paris. We don't know quite yet. He was a cellist and a composer, and cellists who are composers or composers who are cellists tend to write things that are very athletic to show off their abilities on the instrument, and they usually raise the bar a little bit higher, so they actually have to meet their own challenges a lot of the time. And I can relate because I'm also a composer. So, Mr. Canava is the latest of these. Was born the latest of the composers you're hearing today. He was born in 1713, which puts most of his literature in the middle of the century. And I was realizing while I was sitting here that my cello was actually made about the same time as some of these works were written, and it is also a French instrument. So I don't know that this ever played Canava until now. It's probably in shock because it's playing Canava now. as far as the structure of this, it's a real sonata, so it's extremely ornamented and busy. The last movement, when you listen to it, it sounds like a hunt, and he's set it up so that the cello actually sounds like two horns playing together. And then suddenly in the middle of the hunt, they stop for tea. And then they start up again at the end, and they are after their prey once more.
So we're going to hear from Jean-Baptiste Canava, our most contemporary 18th century French composer, the first suite in G major, and as Chase Morrison, cellist, has told us, it is in three movements, Allegro, Andante Grazioso, and then the last movement, Allegro, La Caccia, the hunt, the chase, interrupted by a gracious minuet, and then a return to the hunt.